This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
All right, we've got a guest tonight, haven't we,
yes,
Dean?
Yes, we do.
Are you ready, young man?
I'm raring to go.
Oh, I am as well. beginning on June the 20th is the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. And joining us now is one of the performers from the festival, Amanda Colifer. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, I was looking at the website and you're doing a show called
Woman.
Woman.
Yeah. We always do this to our guests because it's much easier, much better coming from you. What is Woman all about? God, the amount of men that have asked that.
I still
don't have an answer.
Neither do I. Woman is about, actually it's about stories. The premise is stories and how they kind of guide our lives. So I read this phrase on the internet once that said, stories are the way that we make sense of our lives. Mm-hmm. But what if our lives no longer make sense? So I started to do some research on women's stories, biblical stories, fairy tales. And then I came across the four iconic princesses, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Rapunzel, and Snow White.
Right.
Okay.
And then I realized that the stories were almost identical and that women had been set upon women and saved by perfect, indestructible princes.
And we're all still waiting.
Yeah, so.
And I am. I don't know about you.
And so these princesses, which they're not actually the princesses, but they represent their limited stories, happen to wake up one random afternoon without their princes. So they don't know who they are, what they feel, what they want, what they need, but they have a mirror on the wall and the mirror actually guides them on this journey.
Right.
To empowerment or to personal accountability or to figure out who they actually are without their prince, because they're mentally wired to keep waiting for a prince. And when they realize they may not or aren't coming, they have to, they're kind of stranded on this island.
Of waiting, the island of waiting?
Well, actually they get on with it, but they have no real skills where that's concerned.
Right.
And so they do what women do and they set upon each other and they...
Oh, well, I
love this.
Ever.
I think this is fantastic.
It is good. It is good.
You only read that little bit and that was it.
Yeah.
That your mind just went racing.
I know.
Now, of course, it is cabaret. In what way do you sort of get this across? Is there, you know, there's obviously musicians and things like that or...
No,
that,
I've what, actually recorded... Yes, it's
yeah.
a Q-Lab. So
yep.
it's I've recorded all the music, so all the backing tracks and written it all. So that's actually on a program, but the mirror does talk. The women, it's kind of a combination. The music is very eclectic. It's rock, it's pop, it's folk, it's medieval. The mirror speaks in kind of these and thous and Elizabethan.
Right.
And the princesses are, you know.
Is the mirror a man?
No.
No.
Is that just a voice? It's
all female.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so it's actually the women's, the mirror is really the reflection of their higher self. So it is really telling them or guiding them to access their greatest self. So it has to be a woman.
Right. Okay.
So, and it's a reflection back
but it would
of.
Isn't that interesting though? Because when we all look in a mirror, we all at times would speak to ourselves, wouldn't we? You know, that sort of, oh, God, look at my,
yeah.
You know, oh, I look all right today. I'm looking all right.
That's the one you hear a bit
you
more.
Know? And yeah. I wonder when the idea was for the mirror to talk back, I wonder who wrote that to begin with.
Yeah. I kind of feel that mirror wasn't always a mirror.
Right.
I think the mirror might have been, you know, had a spell cast on it. You'll
yes.
be a voice in a mirror or... But that's another story. That's a story I choose
that's
to write
your
later.
Next one.
That's my next one.
One story.
It's how that voice got in that mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. I love the sound of this. What are the other ladies? I was going to say, what are they like? They're dreadful. No, what are the other
Actually,
ladies?
Actually, they're pretty...
I would imagine they're bloody brilliant.
They are. They really are. And the reason I wrote this was because these brilliant people were out of work.
Right.
So I just happened to be a writer, but I was also working with some of them. And so, we just started to sing the songs and I thought I'll write a story at some time. And I did eventually write the story and then, of course, they got work.
Yeah.
So suddenly they went out of work. But one is in Hello Dolly. Ella's in Hello Dolly and she's done Dusty and a whole bunch of things. And some of the others are doing things called... some of the musicals on, but they're all actually musicians in their own right.
Yeah.
Teaching, working.
Now you said there were four princesses on the island, and there's five cast members. One of them being you.
Actually.
So what's the missing link?
Thank you for asking that. The missing link is there are four iconic princesses. I used to break the fourth wall, so I was one of the princesses who would become a narrator.
Uh-huh.
And now after doing it once, I decided that I really wanted to direct and be the narrator and hold it together, but have four princesses that I could narrate about. So I replaced myself.
And what is it like nowadays then? Because I think children growing up, where there's, you know, I guess members of the LGBTI family aren't so worried about whether their child picks up a doll or a truck.
Mm.
But are we still teaching children about princesses and giving them those role models?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know.
I don't see any change there.
No, it seems so outdated, doesn't it?
It really does.
Although
but
like Princess Fiona.
But even when you were just thinking you were just talking about it, then I as much as we always focus on the a woman shouldn't wait for a man, a woman should do this. But what I love is the point that you've brought up is the stories all have women fighting women.
Well, yeah, the women are let down by women.
Yeah.
So immediately by the age of three or something, we don't trust women.
Yeah.
And so so it's about the sisterhood. And I'm more interested in food for thought. I'm much more interested in people starting to ask the question. It's not anti-men. It's not you shouldn't have your prince if you find him. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
But the fact that you wait for that or you compromise for that or you feel that you are less without that. It's just old age stuff, but it's still going on.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's changed.
Wow.
And also everything I've written is about my own journey, so it's all taking
personal. I like your journey.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. This sounds really exciting.
Now, you can get more information at melbournecabaret.com and all the show and show details are up there. And the dates for Woman is 24th and 25th of June.
That's where you can get your tickets from.
Yeah.
And this sounds like well worth seeing.
Yeah.
Well worth seeing. 2:00. Have lunch. Come see it.
Yes. Or dinner afterwards. Well done. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're on show.
Tune in next week to Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean for their very special Radiothon edition.
Hey, you're welcome.
With James Terry from theatrepeople.com.au, the absolutely fabulous Rhonda Birchmore, and a very special Royal Dalton reunion request hour from 6 till 7 p.m. with Glenn Dalton. You'd be mad not to.
Don't want rudeness.
Absolutely.
We will not tolerate rudeness.
We won't.
Mad Wednesday's Radiothon edition, next week.
Mad Wednesday.
Joy 94.9. You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.